Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Flood situation remains grim in Telangana. All efforts being made to restore normalcy in flood-affected regions in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch BJP's membership drive at party headquarters in New Delhi today. Enforcement Directorate arrests Aam Aadmi Party MLA Amanatullah Khan in money laundering case. Thousands of people protest in Israel demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate ceasefire with Hamas. And in Paris Paralympics, Indian shuttler Tulasimati Murugesan advances to final of women's SU5 badminton event, ensuring at least silver for the country. In Telangana, the flood situation remains grim in the worst affected districts like Khammam, Mehboobabad and parts of Suryapet. The state government has stepped up relief measures following heavy rains in the state, which led to inundation of low-lying areas in several districts. At least four persons have lost their lives and about half a dozen people have been washed away. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy, who reviewed the situation, has directed senior officials to implement relief measures on a war footing and remain vigilant in areas where heavy rains are forecast. He asked them to set up a system at the Command Control Centre to handle the emergency situation and provide training to 8 police battalions on par with the NDRF for emergency services during heavy rains. He also announced an ex gratia payment of 5 lakh rupees to the families of those who died in rain-related incidents. He mentioned that compensation for the loss of cattle, goats and sheep will be increased. The state government will submit a comprehensive report on flood damage to the centre. The chief minister also declared immediate assistance of 5 crore rupees to the worst-hit districts of Khammam, Bhadradri, Kotagudam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet. Mr. Reddy will be visiting the worst-affected districts, including Khammam. More from our correspondent.
People in rain-affected areas of Telangana are still grappling with the situation, though there has been some let-up in the rains since this morning. Several villages remained inundated and several others marooned due to overflowing tanks, streams and rivulets. The South Central Railway has cancelled about 400 trains to different places from Secunderabad and other major junctions. Traffic on the Hyderabad-Vijayawada National Highway has been diverted due to rainwater overflowing on the road. Meanwhile, NDRF teams have carrying out the rescue operations in the rain-hit areas. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
In Andhra Pradesh, the state and central governments are making all efforts to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. A team of 126 NDRF personnel equipped with 40 power boats and 4 helicopters arrived in Vijayawada this morning to undertake relief measures. The flood situation in NTR, Krishna and Guntur districts is being closely monitored by Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. He stayed in the flood-affected areas of Vijayawada and personally oversaw the situation and relief efforts. He visited several severely impacted regions to assess the extent of flooding. Our correspondent has more details.
The arrival of the additional teams of NDRF, the rescue and rehabilitation measures have been expedited. Singh Nagar, Ibrahimpatnam, Jupudi, Krishnalanka, Ferry and Moolapadu areas of NTR district remain severely affected. The Chief Minister, who is camped at Collectorate in Vijayawada, made 3 visits to the affected Singh Nagar area in the last 12 hours, ensuring that the entire official machinery is pressed into evacuation and relief measures. The state government has tied up with Akshay Patra Foundation to provide 1 lakh cooked meals per day to the affected people. Close to 3 lakh food packets are being distributed using helicopters in the affected areas. The inflows into Prakasham Barrage in Vijayawada continues unabated, with the outflows clogged at 11 lakh cusecs. With the flooding of the Rayanapadu and Kondapalli railway stations, the railway traffic between Vijayawada and Hyderabad remains affected, with close to 140 trains cancelled and 97 trains diverted. Sri Sai for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the BJP's membership drive this afternoon at the party headquarters in New Delhi. The drive will focus on enrolling new members and renewing the existing members of the party. Mr. Modi will receive the certificate for the renewal of his membership from party president J.P. Nadda. The drive will be held in phases from today till November the 10th. The first phase of this membership drive will conclude on the 25th of this month. Our correspondent reports that the BJP has set a target of enrolling at least 10 crore new members as part of its membership drive across the country, except in the poll-bound states and UTs. Ahead of the formal launch of the drive, former Jananayak Janata Party leaders Devender Singh Babli and Sunil Sangwan joined the BJP at the party headquarters today. They were inducted in the presence of BJP National General Secretary Arun Singh. The JJP is a Haryana-based political party led by former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore tomorrow. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Secretary East Jaideep Mazumdar said the Prime Minister will visit Brunei on September the 3rd and 4th at the invitation of Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. He said this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Secretary East Mazumdar mentioned that during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will engage in bilateral discussions on all aspects of bilateral relations and cooperation with Brunei and explore new areas of collaboration.
During the visit, Prime Minister will engage in bilateral discussions on all aspects of our bilateral relations and cooperation with Brunei, and also explore new areas for cooperation. As you know, we share a very warm and friendly relationship with Brunei, and our engagements cover multiple areas such as defense, trade and investment, energy, space technology, health, capacity building, culture, and vibrant people-to-people exchanges.
Mr. Mazumdar mentioned that Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah paid state visits to India in 1992 and 2008 and also attended the ASEAN-India commemorative summits in 2012 and 2018. He emphasized that Brunei is an important partner in India's Act East policy and its vision for the Indo-Pacific. He added that India has received valuable support from Brunei in its space program and that defense is another important pillar of bilateral cooperation. Secretary East informed that on the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on September the 4th and 5th at the invitation of his counterpart Lawrence Wong. Mr. Mazumdar mentioned that Prime Minister Modi is visiting Singapore after nearly 6 years. He said this is an opportune moment to set the stage for the next phase of the India-Singapore relationship.
From the point of trade and investment also, the Prime Minister's visit to Singapore is very significant. Singapore is India's largest trade partner in ASEAN. Singapore is India's sixth largest trade partner worldwide and the largest source of FDI during the last financial year. Investments have also been very large. Since 2000 till now, we have had cumulative FDI of about $160 billion.
Mr. Mazumdar said India has robust defence cooperation with Singapore and trade and investment flows have shown steady growth. Singapore is India's largest trade partner in the ASEAN and a leading source of foreign direct investment. Aam Aadmi Party MLA Amanatullah Khan was arrested today by the Enforcement Directorate in connection with alleged irregularities in appointments to the Delhi Waqf Board and the leasing of its properties amounting to around 100 crore rupees. Earlier in the morning, the agency's team reached the residence of the AAP MLA in the national capital to question him. The AAP has criticized the ED's move. Talking to the media, party leader Sanjay Singh alleged that even though the ED is being repeatedly cautioned by the Supreme Court not to conduct investigations with malice, the agency's only aim is to keep people in jail. On the other hand, the BJP has said this is not a new case against Mr. Khan and that this investigation was already ongoing. In Jammu and Kashmir, an army personnel was killed after terrorists attacked the Sunjwan army camp in Jammu today. It was a standoff attack and it appears that a sniper may have been used. A massive manhunt has been launched in the area, especially in the tall buildings, to track down the attackers. Drones are being used for aerial surveillance and more reinforcements have been rushed to the area. Jammu has already been on high alert in the wake of a spate of attacks by terrorists on the army. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court today constituted a committee headed by former Punjab and Haryana High Court Judge Justice Nawab Singh to amicably resolve the grievances of protesting farmers at the Shambhu border. A bench comprising Justices Suryakant and Ujjal Bhuiya directed the committee to hold its first meeting within a week. The apex court said the farmers' issues should not be politicized and should be considered by the committee in a phased manner. The top court also stated that farmers will be at liberty to shift their peaceful agitations to alternative sites. The court was hearing the Haryana government's plea challenging the High Court's order asking it to remove within a week the barricades erected at the Shambhu border near Ambala, where protesting farmers have been camping since February the 13th. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said the biofuels sector has huge potential and will play a major role in India's agricultural and rural sector. Mr. Gadkari said India needs to reduce imports and increase exports to achieve the target of becoming the third largest economy in the world. He made these remarks while inaugurating the India Bioenergy and Tech Expo 2024 and the International Conference on Bioenergy and Technologies in New Delhi, alongside Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. In Israel, thousands of people have been staging rallies and protests across the country since yesterday, demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas to secure the return of hostages held in Gaza. The protests began in the morning after the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, announced the recovery of bodies of six hostages. The protests continued throughout the night. In Tel Aviv, a demonstration took place outside the Kiria military base, the IDF's headquarters. Day 5 of the ongoing Paris Paralympics 2024 has begun on a positive note for India, as the country's para-shuttler Tulsi Mati Murugesan assured one more medal. Murugesan reached the finals of women's singles SU5 badminton event, securing her place with a victory over compatriot Manisha Ramadas. The top seed from Tamil Nadu triumphed with scores of 23-21, 21-17 in the semi-final yesterday. After this win, Murugesan has guaranteed herself at least a silver medal. She will face China's Yang Xiu Xia in the final. Following her semi-final defeat, Ramadas will compete for the bronze medal against Denmark's Catherine Rosengren. The SU5 category caters to athletes with impairments affecting the upper limbs, whether in the playing or non-playing hand. In archery, world number one para archer Rakesh Kumar narrowly missed the bronze medal in the men's individual compound open. Despite starting with a perfect 30, he lost to China's He Tihao by just 1 point, 147 to 146. Famous football clubs Mohunbagan Supergiant and East Bengal FC will clash in a promotional match at Lucknow this evening. All India Football Federation, in association with the Uttar Pradesh government, the UP Football Sangh and Krida Bharti, has organised the match to promote football in the state. This is for the first time the two historic rivals will clash in Lucknow. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to watch the big match, which will kick off at 6:30 this evening. A report.
A new chapter will be added to Lucknow's sporting history when the two Kolkata Giants take the pitch at the K.D. Singh Babu Stadium this evening, and the state government has made the entry free for football lovers. Mohunbagan Supergiant and East Bengal FC have clashed against each other 340 times in 22 cities spread all over the country since their classical rivalry began in Kolkata in 1925, but never in Lucknow. Taking this opportunity, AIFF will initiate a plan to distribute around 1 lakh footballs in 75 districts of the state through Navodaya Vidyalaya in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, Government of India. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Flood situation remains grim in Telangana. All efforts being made to restore normalcy in flood-affected regions in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch BJP's membership drive at party headquarters in New Delhi today. Enforcement Directorate arrests Aam Aadmi Party MLA Amanatullah Khan in money laundering case. Thousands of people protest in Israel demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate ceasefire with Hamas. And in Paris Paralympics, Indian shuttler Tulsi Mati Murugesan advances to final of women's SU5 badminton event, ensuring at least silver for the country. And with that, we end the midday news.